This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
It's been 1 year since the first case of COVID-19 was confirmed in the U.S., and thousands of Wisconsinites continue to test positive every day. While there's no silver bullet for avoiding hospitalization, Bram Sablesmith reports experts have developed tips for treating the disease.
Morgan Steiner struggled to decide whether to drive from Waterloo to Marshfield to visit family for Christmas. The 29-year-old knew traveling risked exposure to the coronavirus. On the other hand, she had a really hard year. Like a lot of us, she missed family milestones while spending the year in isolation.
And I think I just got overconfident, and I went up to visit my sister and her husband and their kids.
It was a good Christmas, but 2 days later, she got the call. Her sister had symptoms. Steiner got tested herself, and the results came back on New Year's Day. She had COVID-19.
That just goes to show you can be so careful and you can just make one mistake. You can just let your guard down a little bit and that's when it could get you.
Wisconsin saw a spike in new cases after the holidays. And while there's no cure for COVID, experts have developed a decent sense for what helps. Steiner and her husband followed many of these practices and they hope their experience can help others. Step one is isolating. Steiner's husband, Andrew, did not travel and tested negative for COVID. They wanted to keep it that way, so he slept on the couch. UW Health's Nasia Softar says that's a good start.
So ideally a dedicated room and a bathroom if that's available. If it isn't possible, then I think everyone in the house should be wearing masks when they're around you if you're sick.
That includes the sick person too. And Softar says other basic hygiene is important, like hand washing, cleaning high-touch surfaces, and keeping air circulating with open windows, fans, or air purifiers.
The aerosols that sort of hang around in the air, it's good to move around the air so that it can waft them away, whether it's natural or artificial.
Step two, monitor your symptoms. So far, Morgan Steiner has not had a fever, but she checks it twice a day. Michael Landrum from Bellin Health in Green Bay says that's a good idea. He also suggests using something called a pulse oximeter. It's about $30 and can be bought online or at a pharmacy. It clips to a fingertip and measures your blood oxygen level.
That's important because that's really one of the prime warning signs that things could be getting worse.
Landrum says a typical blood oxygen level is around 98 to 99%. If you have COVID and it dips below 94 and doesn't get better when you take a few deep breaths,
then that should be a sign that at least call your doctor.
Shortness of breath and other breathing difficulties may also signal that COVID is progressing to a point that might need hospitalization. A pulse oximeter can help detect that early. Step three, treat your symptoms. The only real remedy Morgan Steiner used was a bottle of nasal spray, but she also ate healthy, got rest, and drank liquids. Landrum says, right on.
The old adages you got from your mom or grandma are still true with this.
If you do develop a fever, both Landrum and Softar say you should treat it with a fever reducer, like ibuprofen or Tylenol. Either one is fine and should help other likely symptoms like muscle aches. There's also some evidence that people with low levels of vitamin D are more likely to contract COVID or develop more severe symptoms. A vitamin D supplement could be helpful, but just to bring your levels up to normal. And Softar says there's one more treatment to ask your doctor about, monoclonal antibodies. That's the IV treatment President Trump got back in October.
Not everyone needs them, but if you have high-risk conditions, it's good to at least discuss the possibility of should you be getting those.
Morgan Steiner is out of isolation now. She still feels guilty about contracting COVID, but she's thankful her symptoms weren't worse. Bram Sablesmith, Wisconsin Public Radio.